Well, I am happy to be back again. And my name is Jen Maina, and I love the Lord. It is amazing and humbling to bring the Word of God to the people of God. We don't take it for granted. And I thank God, and I want to thank Pastor Eileen for always considering me to deliver the Word of God. Today, we have a very sober message, if I must say that. You know, sometimes, and you know me, I'm used. I came from, in my country, the church I used to go. In the church, we shout, we say, hallelujah! But you know, for the time that I've been here, I've been able to learn. You can still speak quietly, slowly, and deliver the message. So sometimes if you see me going slowly, then I shout, remember where I'm coming from. Yeah. So let us pray for the word of God that has just been read. Father, we thank you. We honor you. Thank you for gathering us yet again. We went doing our businesses over the week. And God, we are happy and grateful that we are back in your house. Speak to us this morning, and just like the song that we have just sung, the Holy Spirit is here. Open your mind, open your spirit, and open your heart. Listen to what the Spirit has to say today. In Jesus' name, amen. Today, we are talking about reconciliation. I'm not so much used to reading notes, but today I'm going to read notes. And I want to start by making us understand what is reconciliation and where did God start the reconciliation. We read and we know about Jesus, and yes, we are very happy and we thank God for giving us his only son. But do you know reconciliation started in the Garden of Eden? Because God had never meant to be separated from man. But when he gave Adam and Eve the Garden of Eden, they did not follow the instructions that God gave them. And God, I can say maybe he got angry with them, but then he had to consider, this is the work of my hands. And even though they have gone astray, I must find a way to bring them back to me. You know very well, most of us are parents. And yes, we give birth to children, we raise them. But a time comes when the children start using their own mind, their own wisdom, and their own knowledge to know the world and to discover what is there in the world. What my mother cannot teach me, I can go out there and see what does other children do out there. When they go to school, they meet different children and they get to learn so many things. That's why you find, sometimes you can find your son or your daughter even speaking a strange language because they are interacting with other children from other countries. And therefore, we know very well sometimes they go astray. And sometimes when they come back home, we don't chase them away, but we sit down with them and we try to reconcile. Why? Because you cannot lose what you have given birth to just because of one mistake. And that is why God did not disown Adam and Eve. He had all the capacity. He had all the power to disown them. Because imagine, God has given you authority to govern what he created. But yet, you are not satisfied. You are still looking for your own things. But I want to tell you, this is where reconciliation started. Because God did not punish Adam and Eve. But he said, I will give you some warnings. Adam was given what he was told by God. You will live, but you will always be sweating to get food. Imagine he was given all the food, all the fruits, all the animals, and everything that God created for him to take dominion. Eve was told, you know what, Eve? I am not gonna punish you, but you are gonna be feeling pain when you give birth. Praise the name of the Lord. But look at what God did. He reconciled himself with the first man and the first woman. And that's why we are here today. I am coming to the word that we have led. But I wanted to show you where reconciliation started with God. Because we all know, yes, Jesus was there even before Adam and Eve. But then God had not revealed who Jesus was. Because he wanted to know this man that we have created in our own image. What can he do? Can he follow our instructions? But who are we, human beings? Even today, there are people who still try to challenge God and the creation and all what he has done. I want also to take you back to the children of Israel. When God brought them out of Egypt, imagine they saw all the miracles that God did. But what did they do? They still didn't follow the instructions and the laws that God gave them. They were reaching a place. In fact, they got a place and they told Moses, hey, you men, take us back where we came from. We did not ask you to bring us here. But imagine God never got annoyed with them. He was always trying to find a way to reconcile them. Because what God starts, he don't stop in the middle because we have sinned. And this is where it brings us to the word of today, that Jesus died so that we can be reconciled with God. Because even all the things that God has done for mankind, people continued to sin. And that is why God brought Jesus on the way. And the Bible says that for God so loved the world, it is love that made God to give us his only son. And God did all this because he wanted to reconcile man into himself. Because all this time, remember, God said, we are gonna create a man, and this man is gonna look like us. This man is gonna carry our own image. Yes, we are not gonna give him the wisdom that we had, but this man is gonna be like us. And that's why the Bible says that God created everything else, but he created man in his own image. And that is why God is always pursuing man. Even though we sin against God, even though we do things in our own ways, God always find a way to bring us together. And this is the message that God is bringing us to us this morning, because he wants to reconcile us, not only in church, but even in our families. Let me tell you guys, there are so many families. Yes, when they have functions, they are all good and they look together. But if you dig deeper, there is so much conflicts. There is so much hatred between families. And that is why God is giving us this message, because he wants us to be reconciled. Even the world today, the world is suffering. Like even as we speak right now, I had written a prayer of concern concerning our country. Let me tell you what is happening in Kenya. The new generation, they are calling themselves Gen Z. They are these young men and women. They are bold. They are fearless. And they have come out and they have destabilized the whole country. And even as we speak, they said they are going to the churches. Today, I don't know what they are gonna do. They are fighting for their rights because generations are changing. Things are changing. But what happens? God wants all the nations to reconcile. But let me tell you, there is a price to pay. That is why God gave us his son as a price for reconciliation. And the Bible says that Jesus was crucified. Jesus was given as a ransom so that he can bring us back to God, so that he can bring us closer to God, because humanity has gone and has gone astray from God. And let me tell you, people have forgotten who God is. You know why? We have been overwhelmed by so many things happening. We are no longer living in darkness. Today, social media has become very strong. It is a weapon by itself. That is why I'm telling you, like if you go to TikTok in my country, everything is all about Generation Z. Sijui Gen Z. They are calling themselves Gen Z. And even my kids are Gen Z. And they told me, Mom, we are now the new generation. Your generation is now behind. Now we are the people coming up. And social media is making them very, very strong. And that is why it doesn't matter what generation we are in, but we have to rise up and pray that God will reconcile all the nations, all the people for himself. Because that is the only reason that God gave us his only son. He did not give up his son so that we can just be walking freely. He did not give up his son so that we can become rich. Because let me tell you, the world has come to a point. Everybody wants to become rich. Everybody wants to be heard. Everybody wants whatever they are doing to be recognized. But I came here to tell you the only reason that God gave us his son is so that he can bring us closer to him. It is so that we can know him better. It's so that we can read his mind. What was the mind of God? The mind of God was, I want you for me. I love you. That's why I want you to love me back. See, the children of Israel, let me take you back. God did everything. Imagine. And it's not that they were not seeing. Imagine, like now we are here, we get out. It is 11 a.m. and we fight all over darkness. Can you imagine? They saw all that. They saw all the miracles. But still, they still doubted God. They refused to be close to God. They refused to believe God. They refused to walk with God. And that is why today God is saying, I gave up my son so that you people, the people who believe, because by the way, God knew it is not everybody who is going to believe in his son. Just like even when he was taking the Israelites from captivity, it's not all of them that believed. That is why one time, it came a time and Joshua told them, hey, you people, now here, we are not now debating. It is up to you. You have to decide. Decide for your family. I have decided for my family that I and my family, we shall serve the Lord. And today God is asking us, how are we going to be reconciled with God? I wrote some notes already. I want you to know, there's no time over there. I don't want to go past time. But I want you to know that reconciliation is like restoration. And when God wants to restore his people, he brings them to himself. He calls them to himself. And that is what is restoration. And this restoration is not for everybody, because we don't believe all the same. Sometimes we can come here and shout and say and preach. Even Pastor Erin come here every Sunday. But how we get the message, it is very different. You must ask yourself, how are you receiving every message that comes from God? And that is why reconciliation and restoration is individually. It is very individual. We come here to church together to pray. That is why we have someone who come here every Sunday and he read for us. He pray for us. The prayers, the requests that we have brought together. But when we leave here tomorrow, each one of us will go and you will have a week
to talk to God alone. That is why reconciliation and restoration, it is very individual. And how are you taking it? It is about you and God. It is between you and God. It is between you and how you treat others. How do you treat your family? Do you forgive others? Because reconciliation is also about forgiveness. Let me tell you, the hardest thing in this world I have come to see, it is forgiveness. For someone to wrong you and for you to humble yourself and go and tell them, please forgive me. And even sometimes they are the ones who are wrong. It is not easy. But once you understand reconciliation, God give you the spirit of just saying, I am sorry, and saying, please forgive me. Sometimes it's good to swallow your pride. You may look stupid. You may look like you are pretending. But let me tell you, reconciliation gives you peace. It also gives you power. There's a shift that comes when we reconcile, either with our loved ones, either with our friends, either with our co-workers. There is a shift that comes. There is some peace that comes, knowing that now you are not condemned. Because let me tell you, if today you wrong me, and we don't say sorry, we don't forgive each other, every time I come to church, I see you, my mood inside changes. I might fake it, but something changes. Every time you meet somebody who wronged you or somebody you did not forgive, it reminds you. Let me tell you, it never goes. It registers immediately. I look at you and I remember, oh, you did this to me. I remember I'm not supposed even to look at you. That is why I'm saying we must learn to forgive, because reconciliation is also about forgiveness. And now the foundation of reconciliation was started by God, just like I said before. And God, by giving the world his only begotten Son, that is where the second revelation, the second reconciliation with God came, by him giving us his only begotten Son. Jesus did not die in vain. He died so that we can be closer to God, so that we can be brought closer to God, so that we can have the freedom to go to God. Because let me tell you, that is how God feels when we don't forgive, when we don't look others the way we should look at them, when we carry pride with us. God is not able to listen to us. He wonders, now look at this one. You are coming to me and you know you have not reconciled with your brother or your sister. So let us embrace reconciliation today, because that is what the world needs. Let me tell you, the whole world doesn't need wealth. Wealth will come. But when we work together, when we are together, that is when God comes and dwells in the midst of their people, the midst of the nations, the midst of the kings. Because Jesus is the king, and there is no other king than him. And there is no kingdom that is greater than the kingdom of heaven. And that is why we should always strive to be reconciled with the kingdom of heaven. Because this world, we will never find peace. But if you have God, you will walk boldly. You will walk your head high, knowing that you have backup from the Most High God. Praise the name of the Lord. In the book of Romans 5, 10 to 11, it is through Jesus that we receive the spirit of reconciliation. And just like we have read, reconciliation is a gift from God. It doesn't come just like that. It is such a gift, because God gave us that gift. And he make it work. You know why I love God? God doesn't have hard equations. He always has a way to bring out the correct answer. And therefore, we must strive to be characterized by the character of God. Reconciliation also brings peace and eternal life. Let me tell you, the world is struggling and hurting because there is no peace. And people are trying to look for peace from all directions, from things, but there is no peace, because the true peace comes from God. And you don't struggle to have it. You just need to be reconciled with God. You just need to be with God. I mean, it's so easy, and again, too hard. It is us human being who make being in God so hard, because there's a way we want to modify being with God. But let me tell you, it is the simplest thing. It is believing in God. It is believing in Jesus. It is believing in the Holy Spirit and inviting God to walk with you and to be with you. And that is what we call reconciliation. Reconciliation brings healing to the broken relationships. I was speaking to another friend of mine the other day, and she was crying, and I asked her, why do you always look so sad? And after telling me the story she told me, I told her, you know what? There's a bridge you need to mend. Because let me tell you, there is nothing bad and hurtful and tiring and draining like calling somebody in your heart, you know? And you just need one simple thing. And that's why I said you might look stupid. You might look silly. But just by going and saying, my brother, forgive me, it changes everything. Because you can have everything, but, and the devil is very cunning. He makes sure he reminds you. And he makes sure he brings you that he knows you are weak with. Let us learn to forgive so that our relationships can be healed. Be it your husband, be it your wife. Don't look at it so hard. It is 2 seconds. Imagine and you are healed and you are happy and your burden is taken away. Let us not carry the burdens that burden us, that are not necessary, that separate us from God. Hallelujah. The Bible says reconciliation, it also helps to solve divisions and conflicts and therefore promote love, peace, and togetherness. You know why we eat together here? We eat together because we are in peace with each other. And let me tell you once again, I love this church because this church is full of love. It is full of unity. It is full of peace. Otherwise, we couldn't be having lunch here every Sunday. So let us know that reconciliation will heal the divisions that we have, either in our families, either in our workplaces, either with our children. Because let me tell you, sometimes even children can give you a rough time, you know? And let me tell you, you can go with this word and know that it is only God who can give you the wisdom to deal even with your children to reconcile. Even today, my daughters were reminding me, Mom, remember. Sijui, you used to tell me I was a liar. You know, they have not forgotten, you see. So let me tell you, we have to learn and understand how do we reconcile with our children. Even when they go there and they are astray, always ask God for wisdom to help you how to restore so that there will be no divisions or conflicts between you. It's because you need togetherness, either in work, either in family, either in church, even either in the nations. It is also powerful witness to the whole world, which demonstrates the principle of forgiveness, grace, love, which demonstrates the power of the gospel. There would be no gospel without reconciliation, because God caused the sinners to be reconciled. And that's what the Bible was talking about, was talking to us in the book of the book that we read, the 2 Corinthians, that Jesus reconciled us. We were once sinners, but Jesus died so that we can be reconciled with God. And therefore, God does not condemn us anymore. God will never come remind you. Do you remember how you used to steal? No. The Bible has just tell us, once you are reconciled with God, you become a new creature. You become a new creature in the kingdom of God. And therefore, today we can go home with all and our hearts high, knowing that we are reconciled by God and we are no longer in condemnation. I just want to give you a few points and then I will finish. The key things that can help us to reconcile with God, with families, and with everything that we go through. First is forgiveness. Second is seeking peace. You must pursue peace, my dear brothers and my sisters. Pursue peace. Pursue it aggressively. Not for anybody else, but for you. You need peace to survive. Building bridges. Let us build bridges. We all know if there are bridges that are not right, you know. Let us also build bridges in that we know are broken in our lives. Let us also pray that reconciliation will be practiced by the whole world. Our leaders, our presidents, our cabinet secretaries, and all that, all nations, if all people of this world can reconcile with God, will not be hearing wars. People will not be running from their countries for safety. Therefore, let us also pray that the world will practice reconciliation with God and the people that they govern. Let us be also role models of reconciliation, because we are the people that God has called. We must be an example to others. Let me tell you, don't carry pride with you. Sometimes we go through a lot. When you hear somebody saying something about you and you are like, what should I tell that person? Let the Holy Spirit guide you, because the Holy Spirit comes and tells you, no, remember, you are not like them. So we must be a good example and good role models of reconciliation. Therefore, as I finish, let us commit ourselves to the ministry of reconciliation, which is also a practice of love, peace, and the grace of God in our daily lives. I hope you are blessed, and I hope that God will continue to give you more revelation on how to be reconciled with Him, reconciled with the community, the people who live around you, your families, your husbands, your wives, your children, and even your co-workers.